I think there's going to be the challenge in the future that where people in the parish and lay people are going to have to take much more of an ownership role and a role in organising the parishes, because if a priest isn't going to be living in an area, they need to get run the parish themselves.
And more married, more lay deacons becoming involved as well. More and more we may see things like baptisms, things like weddings, funerals conducted by people who aren't necessarily priests.
Well, that's happening worldwide, very much so, and we see that in the States. There's a huge lay deacon involvement and married deacon involvement, and at the moment in Ireland there is programmes underway for that to take place.
In terms of the future availability of priests in Raphoe, we understand there are three priests in the diocese who are studying abroad and are due back pretty shortly, a number of students going through seminary as well. In the short to medium term, does that suggest Raphoe is okay for the moment at least?
I'd say for the moment at least. There are parishes, we take Drumkeen and Dromahill, that haven't had a priest. I think people find it very, very difficult in the parishes and are disappointed when they don't have their own priest, because they have a very close relationship with the priest and their parishes. But at the moment it's temporary until we see the situation with the three priests who are studying abroad coming back, and hopefully it's a temporary situation. But in the future there is going to be a need to look at parishes and the need for priests as the need arises because of the lack of manpower.